ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 43। ना एवा उद्विजे परा दुरत्यया वैतरण्यः त्वद्वीर्या गायन महा अमृता मग्नचित्तः शोचे ततः विमुखचेतसः इंद्रिय अर्थ माया सुखाय भरम उद्वहतः विमूढान् नैवोद्विजे परदुरत्यय वैतरण्या त्वद्वीर्यगायन महामृतमग्नचित्तः शोचेततो विमुखचेतस इन्द्रियार्थ माया सुखाय भरमुद्वहतो विमूढान् नैवोद्विजे परदुरत्यय वैतरण्या त्वद्वीर्यगायन महामृतमग्नचित्तः शोचेततो विमुखचेतस इन्द्रियार्थ माया सुखाय भरमुद्वहतो विमूढा नैवोद्विजे परदुरत्यय वैतरण्या त्वद्वीर्यगायन महामृतमग्नचित्तः शोचेततो विमुखचेतस इन्द्रियार्थ माया सुखाय भरमुद्वहतो विमूढा। ना नॉट एवा सर्टेनली उद्विजे आई एम डिस्टर्ब्ड आर अफ्रेड परा ओ सुप्रीम दुरत्यया इनसर्मंटेबल आर very difficult to cross. Vaitaranyah, of the Vaitarani, the river of the material world. Tvatvirya, of your lordship's glories and activities. Gayana, from chanting or distributing. Maha Amrita, in the great ocean of nectarian spiritual bliss. Magna Chittaha, whose consciousness is absorbed. Shoche, I am simply lamenting. Tataha, from that. Vimukha Chetasaha, the fools and rascals who are bereft of Krishna consciousness. Indriya Artha, in sense gratification. Maya Sukhaya, for temporary illusory happiness. Bharam, the false burden or responsibility of maintaining one's family, society and nation, and elaborate arrangements for that purpose. Udvahataha, who are lifting by making grand plans by this arrangement, for this arrangement. Vimudan, although all of them are nothing but fools and rascals, I am thinking of them also. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence. For wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies and countries. I am simply concerned with love for them. Purport. Throughout the entire world, everyone is making big plans to adjust the miseries of the material world. And this is true at present, in the past and in the future. Nonetheless, although they make elaborate political, social and cultural plans, they have all been described herein as vimudha, fools. The material world has been described in Bhagavad Gita as dukhalayam ashashvatam, temporary and miserable. But these fools are trying to turn the material world into sukhalayam, a place of happiness, not knowing how everything acts by the arrangement of material nature, which works in our own way. Prakrite kriyamanani gune karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. There is a plan for material nature, personally known as Durga, to punish the demons. Although the asuras, the godless demons, struggle for existence, they are directly attacked by the goddess Durga, who is well equipped with 10 hands, with different types of weapons to punish them. She is carried by her lion carrier, or the modes of passion and ignorance. Everyone struggles very hard to fight through the modes of passion and ignorance and conquer material nature, but at the end, everyone is vanquished by nature's laws. There is never known as Vaitarani between the material and spiritual worlds, and one must cross this river to reach the other side, or the spiritual world. This is an extremely difficult task. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Daivi Esha Gunamayi Mamamaya Duratyaya, the divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. The same word Duratyaya, meaning very difficult, is used here. Therefore, one cannot surpass the stringent laws of material nature except by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, although all materialists are baffled in their plans, they try again and again to become happy in this material world. Therefore, they have been described as Vimudha, first class fools. As for Prahlad Maharaj, he was not at all unhappy, for although he was in the material world, he was full of Krishna consciousness. Those who are Krishna conscious, trying to serve the Lord, are not unhappy, whereas one who has no assets in Krishna consciousness and is struggling for existence is not only foolish, but extremely unhappy also. Prahlad Maharaj was happy and unhappy simultaneously. He felt happiness and transcendental bliss because of his being Krishna conscious. Yet, he felt great unhappiness for the fools and rascals who make elaborate plans to be happy in the material world. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Naivodvije Paraduratyaya Vaitaranyas. One of the favorite verses of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse many times. Prabhupada is in this mood actually. You know, Srila Prabhupada, once Harikesh Maharaj told Prabhupada, I think Prabhupada, you are in mood of Prahlad Maharaj. Prabhupada said yes. Right? So, just like Prabhupada, just like Prahlad Maharaj was thinking, Soche tato vimukche tasa. So, Srila Prabhupada also was always thinking how to deliver this world. Right? So, that is why Prahlad Maharaj is considered the greatest Vaishnava. Because it is said that in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is mentioned that when Narada Muni was praising Lord Shiva, that you are the recipient of great mercy of the Lord. Lord Shiva closed his eyes and said, what are you saying? I am not the one. You know, Vaikuntha Vasis, they are the recipients of great mercy of the Lord Narayana. Then he mentioned that of all the Vaikuntha Vasis, Srimati Lakshmi Devi, she is the one who received great mercy from the Lord. Right? Then because she was constantly on the chest of Lord Narayana, serving him, like that. Then Narada Muni said, okay, I will go and meet them. Then meanwhile, Narada Muni brought him aside and told him, have you forgotten? Krishna, Lakshmi Devi appeared as Rukmini Devi in Dwarka, and Krishna and Rukmini, they are very busy with their pastimes. But more than Lakshmi, Lord Krishna likes Prahlad Maharaj. You know, have you forgotten? He is your own disciple. Right? So Lord Nishingadev anointed Prahlad Maharaj as the greatest devotee. Then he said, he is more dear to me than Lakshmi, all the Vaikundavasis and all the other devotees. You know why? Any guess? Why more than Lakshmi? Right? Lakshmi is serving very faithfully. Massaging the lotus feet of Narayana. Prahlad Maharaj has not done anything new, you know, so far. No desire. Okay. Even Lakshmi also doesn't have anything. Huh? Lakshmi has her own sampradaya. Your scholar, Balram. Why Prahlad Maharaj is anointed as the greatest devotee by Lord Nishingadev? Immediately after he delivered him, he was having so much affection that he was licking his body, you know, taking him on his lap. It is said that even Yudhishthira Maharaj, all these, you know, they are also great Vaishnavas, right? But Lord Krishna says that Prahlad Maharaj is considered the greatest devotee because all these devotees, you know, they were in favorable condition. They performed devotional service in favorable condition. Nobody objected to their devotional service. Is it not? Nobody objected. All the Yudhishthira Maharaj and all, Krishna is their associate and all that. But Prahlad Maharaj is the only one who faced such great, great obstacles. In spite of all those great obstacles, Prahlad Maharaj did not wince even for a moment. Said this. So that is why Lord Nrisimhadev is more merciful to Prahlad Maharaj. That's why he told, you know, that he is the greatest devotee. Right? It is given in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Like that. So, Prahlad Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada said, nobody can achieve the stage of remembrance that is achieved by Prahlad Maharaj. You know, Smaranam, you know, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam. So Smaranam is perfection in Smaranam achieved by Prahlad Maharaj. And in that also, there are many devotees, they think, they always think about Krishna. But the level of Smaran that is achieved by Prahlad Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada said, nobody can achieve. Even a fraction of a second also, he is thinking about Krishna. That was his level of Smaran. That's why, so that's why here he is saying that in the previous verses he said in this verse he is saying I am not afraid of your horrible feature of this form, you know, your bhayanak form, you know, but I am afraid of your material existence. Trastosmiham krupanavatsala dohasahogra. You know, samsara chakra kadanat grashitam pranitaha. Right? So, but Prabhupada says, in this verse, he is saying, I am not afraid. Right? Naivodvijay paradhuratyaya vaitaranyas. You know, tadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta. Right? So, why I am not afraid of this material existence? Because I am completely absorbed in thinking about your glorious, wonderful activities. Right? In the same way, if you want to become free from the fear of material existence, what we should do? We should always read Krishna book. Right? Everybody is reading Krishna book? Because Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Tadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chitta. You know, I am always remembering your wonderful pastimes. Right? So we should take a vow that every day I will read Krishna book and remember Krishna's pastimes. Right? We should have, people are suffering, Prabhupada says, everybody is struggling for existence, you know, survival of the fittest, right? Everybody is struggling to exist in this world. But they are always suffering. So in order to become free from suffering, what Prahlad Maharaj is giving advice? Always remember, Krishna's pastimes, right? Once, one Varkari, you know, Varkari, 80-year-old Varkari, he was met by a journalist. Kyo Gopal, neend aa raha hai? Varkari. Then the journalist asked, since how long, you know, these Varkaris, every year they go to Pandharpur, to have darshan of Vitoba, and they wait hours, you know, sometimes 24 hours, 36 hours they have to wait to get darshan of Ashadi Ekadasi. Now it will come. Aneka Ashadi Ekadasi they go. And they walk all the way to Pandripur. So that journalist asked, since how long you have been coming to Pandripur to have darshan of Vitoba? He said, 70 years. For the last 70 years I have been coming. Oh, for the last 70 years you have been coming. Have you got the chance to have darshan of Vitoba? Then he said, no, I didn't have darshan of Vitoba. He said, do you have any experience of Vitoba? He said, no. Then he said, why are you coming every year? Do something else. And that Varkari asked that journalist, can I ask you one question? He said, yeah. Where are you from? He said, he's from Pune. Do you keep dogs in Pune? Yeah, he said, yeah. You know, I'm from a village. We keep dogs. I'm a farmer. We keep dogs. Whenever we go to the farm, we take a dog along with us. You know, we take a dog along with us. So whenever one dog sees a thief, and everybody keeps dogs. There are 100, 200 dogs are there. Everybody has a dog, you know, like that. So these, whenever one dog sees a thief, he will bark. Seeing the dog barking, all the 99 dogs bark and thieves run away. You know, only one dog saw the thief, but keeping faith in this dog, 99 other dogs, they bark. You know, if an animal can keep faith in another animal, you know, we have so many saints like Sant Jnaneshwar, you know, Namdev, and you know, Sant Tukaram. They all have seen Vitoba, right? They all have seen Vitoba, and they have faith, and they told us to every year you come. If some dogs can keep, some animals can keep faith in the other dog, why can't we human beings keep faith in other human beings who are very great? Right? Like that, when Prahlad Maharaj is saying that simply by remembering Krishna, I can become free from all troubles. You know, why can't we have faith and read Krishna book every day? Right? Or Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Nahi asya varsham naha pumsham varim naha sarvayoginam vishrutav shruta devasya bhuri trupyantihi ashavaha. In third kind of Bhagavatam, 25th chapter, this verse is spoken. He says that nahi asya varsham naha pumsham. There is no other great personality than Krishna. You know, Varimnaha Sarvayoginam, and he is worshipped and he is respected by all the yogis. And he is the speaker of Vedas and he is the perfect knower of all knowledge. You know, Bhuri Trupayanti Ashavaha means senses. There is no other, you know, when one hears, you know, the talks given by Krishna, one's senses become happy, enlivened, satisfied. Right? So, Prabhupada writes in the purport that like Lord Kapila is speaking this Sankhya Yoga philosophy, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna and he spoke Uddhava Gita to Uddhava. Whatever, because Krishna is known as Govinda, whatever he speaks, when we hear from him, or his upadesh, his sandesh, our senses become enlivened. And he writes that the more we read Bhagavad Gita, the more we get realizations and the more we become blissful. Right? So that is why nobody can should say, I have read enough Bhagavad Gita. You know? The more we read, the more we get more and more realizations. Right? Then Lord Kapila says that Matashraya Katha Mrishtha Shunvanti Gayanti Cha Tapanti Trividas Tapa Naitan Madgata Chetasaha. You know, one who hears my Matashraya Katha Mrishtha, one who relishes my pastimes, hearing my Katha, Matashraya Katha Mrishtha, Shrunvanti by hearing, Gayanti by speaking, you know, my glories, you know, then Tapanti Trivida Sthapa, one becomes free from threefold miseries of Adhyatmika Klesha, Adi Bhautik Klesha and Adi Daivik Klesha. Right? One will become free. Why? Naitan Madgata Chesasa. Because their minds are absorbed in my pastimes. Srila Prabhupada writes, very nice purport. Prabhupada writes, one must hear Krishna Katha all the time. Why? Because those devotees of Krishna, you know, they become forgetful of material miseries because their minds are absorbed in Krishna Katha. But karmis, they are always in anxiety, experiencing material miseries because they forget Krishna's pastime. Very nice verse. Matashraya Krata Mushta Shunvanti Cha Katayanti Cha Tapanti Trividas Tapa Naitan Madgata Chetasa. So, what is the remedy for forgetting material miseries? Again, you know, Krishna is saying, Lord Kapila is saying, Madgata Chetasa, because being absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. Become absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. Otherwise, that is the Prahlad Maharaj's position that Naivadvijay Paradurathyaya Vaitaranyas Tadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chitta, you know, Samasitaya Padapallava Plavam Mahatpadam Punya Yasho Murare. You know? So in that verse Brahmaji is saying that those who have taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, you know, this huge samsara becomes like crossing over this huge samsara, it becomes like as easy as crossing over the, you know, water that is contained in calf's hoof print. Why? Because Prahlad Maharaj is saying that is why he is saying this Vaitaranya, there is a huge river, Prabhupada writes, you know, that separates material world from the spiritual world. Right? In Mumbai also we have Vaitarani River. You know? Where? Bandra. You know, while crossing Bandra, you get Vaitarani River, all stinking. You not crossed? Vaitarani. So like this Vaitarani River also like this only. You know? All pus, urine and this, that. So very, 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 very difficult to cross this material world. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Daivi Esha Gunamai Mamamaya Duratyaya. You know, the same word is used, Duratyaya. Very, very difficult to cross. Why? Because my Maya. You know, my Maya. You know, Krishna is saying, so because Durga Devi is carrying, you know, Trishul and so many other weapons. So this Trishul only represents Adi Bhautik Klesha, Adhyatmik Klesha and Adi Bhautik Klesha. Right? So people are suffering so much. Why? Who is? Prabhupada writes, you know, nobody should think, should have this false ego that, you know, I am independent of material nature. Because Krishna is saying, Mayadhyakshena Prakriti, Suyatesa Characharam, Hetunanena Kaunteya, Jagat Viparivartate. His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj says that, you know, we are all under, you know, Ishwar ke adhin mein hai. You know, we are all under the control of the Ishwar. If somebody says, I am independent of, you know, this Prakriti, you know, this Ishwar, then Krishna is saying, they are under my control of my nature. So they all say, this nature. Then Prabhupada raises this question, when you say Prakriti, then whose Prakriti? That is Krishna's Prakriti, Maya Dekshana Prakriti, Suyatesa Characharam. If somebody says, I am independent of material nature or independent of God, then they should, in the morning, when they get up early in the morning, you know, they should not feel hungry, they should not feel thirsty, right? Then they should not have other lamentations, you know, illusion, all that. Is it possible? No. Because everybody is under the control of material nature. So, Prabhupada gives this example. Suppose somebody is in the jail and he wants to get out of the jail and he is trying to satisfy the jail superintendent. Is it possible for the Kaidi to come out of the jail by satisfying the jail superintendent, by bribing him or doing something else? No. If you satisfy the jail superintendent, maximum we can do is, instead of, you know, rigorous imprisonment, he or she can put you in a library or some computer job, some, you know, some distribution, so store manager or something like that, right? Instead of, you know, breaking the stones and all that. But see, in order to get out of this jail, he has to contact President of India. In the same way, by trying to satisfy Durga Devi or Lord Shiva or Ganesh, we cannot get out of this material world. Only remedy is taking shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. That is why Krishna is saying, Daiviyesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya. Mameve Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. There is one guy, he was a big demon, huge demon, you know, and then he was worshipping Lord Shiva, and he was doing kathor tapasya to satisfy Lord Shiva. Then his name is Gantakarna. You know why Gantakarna? Gantakarna, he got the name Gantakarna because he hung bells on his ears. Karna means ears. Ganta means bell. He hung some bells on his ear. Because he is so hateful of Lord Narayana's name, Lord Krishna's name. If anybody will do Harinam Sankirtan or chant Hare Krishna, he will shake the head like this. He will shake the head like this. You know, so Ganti Bajagi, or he can't hear the holy name. That's why he is known as Gantakarna. So after doing tapasya for a long, long time, he got darshan of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva asked, what do you want? He said, I want liberation from this material world. Lord Shiva said, I am sorry, I cannot give liberation. Vishnu Pradata, Mukti Pradata Sarvesham, Vishnu Rieka. Only person who can give liberation is Lord, you know, the person whom you hate so much, he is the one. you have to approach him. Then he said, where do I find him? He said, now, right now he is in Dwarka, you go there. So Gantakarna went to Dwarka. When he went to Dwarka, he found out that Krishna has gone to Kailash. He wanted a son. So he went to Kailash to request Lord Shiva to bestow him a son. उसको तो और दिमाग खराब हो गया था तो ये क्या है लॉर्ड शिवा इज सेइंग दैट कृष्णा इज द वन हु गिव्स लिबरेशन एंड हियर कृष्णा गोज टू द्वारका टू गेट ए सन टू कैलाश टू गेट ए सन व्हाट इज इज गोइंग ऑन देन ही वाज वॉकिंग बाय देन ही केम टू बद्री का आश्रम बद्री देयर ही बिकेम अट्रैक्टेड टू बद्री विशाल लॉर्ड बद्री विशाल देन ही स्टार्टेड वर्शिपिंग देयर देन लॉर्ड कृष्णा लॉर्ड बद्री विशाल टोल्ड हिम you stay here, you will get liberation later on. So that is why he is Dwarapalak in Badrinath temple. You know, Gantakarna. Like that. So, only way to get out of this Duratyaya, impossible. Duratyaya means very, very difficult to cross over this ocean of material existence. To is to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Prabhupada gave this example. Suppose you go to somebody's house. There, you know, his pet dog is there, you know, taking care. And as soon as you see him, he sees you, he will start barking. Bow, 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 bow. Right? If you are known to the master of the dog, and the master will say, Tommy, keep quiet. Right? And then immediately Tommy, meh, meh, meh. Right? He keeps quiet. Right? Then he can easily go to the house. In the same way, this Maya is Krishna's Maya. This Durga Devi that Krishna mentioned, Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, is Krishna's Maya. When somebody surrenders to Krishna, you know, Krishna will say, Durga Devi, don't disturb. Okay, okay. That is why the first principle, there are six characteristics of pure devotional service. Anybody knows what are they? There are six characteristics of pure devotional service mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Bhakti Shastri, itna sare Bhakti Shastri baithe hai. Batao. Huh? Come on. First one is Kleshagni. Kleshagni, Shubhada. Right? There are, these are the first two things. So Kleshagni means becoming free from the fire of material existence. Right? Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, you must read. Prabhupada says, said this book is the handbook for Hare Krishna devotees. Everybody should read this book again and again. First principle you don't know. Prabhupada writes that Kleshagni and Shubhada. Kleshagni means we have so many karmas. You know why we suffer in this world? Because we have so many karmas. Bija, you know, Kutastha, you know, then Prarabdha, Aprarabdha, all these things are there. When you start chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, when you surrender to Krishna, first thing that will happen is all these sinful reactions get nullified and suffering will come down. Suffering due to threefold miseries. Daiviyesha Gunamai Mamamaya Duratyaya. Suffering due to the threefold miseries will come down. So, then Shubhada. Shubhada means all auspicious qualities appear in the bodies of the devotees. Right? So, Prabhupada writes that even during sadhana stage, you know, they will experience these two principles, characteristics of pure devotional service. What is that? Kleshagni and Shubhada. Right? So it's very important. So we will experience when we surrender to Krishna that, you know, suffering, actually for devotees, suffering will be reduced very much. Right? Prabhupada, somebody asked, Prabhuji, if you become Krishna conscious, what will happen? I told you don't have to travel in the local trains anymore. Right? Because in Mumbai, that is the greatest suffering, you know, that people experience. Right? Yeah, traveling in the local trains. It is called hell, you know. Because people don't believe in hell, hellish planets. You know, these materialistic scientists, they have created hells, you know, in this material world only. Prabhupada writes in Mukundamala Stotra, Kumbhi Pakam, you know, Naham Vande, Tava Charan, Dvandam, Adandva, Heto, you know, Kumbhi Pakam Hare, Naparetum, you know, Ramya Rama, Mrudutanulata, Nandane, Naparam. So, Bhave Bhave, Hruday Bhavane, Bhave Vyam Bhavantam. So, in that verse, Kumbhi Paka, Prabhupada writes, all these factories, they are called Kumbhipaka hells. Okay? How many of you are working in factories? Huh? You are working? So people spend so much money. Nowadays, in our school only, the fees is 1 lakh rupees. For, third standard, fourth standard. I have finished my engineering for 12,000 rupees. Only 3,000 rupees per year I was paying. So 4 years, only 12,000 rupees. 12,000 rupees, aajkal bus ka pass bhi nahi milega. Right? If you want to finish your MBA, you have to spend 15 lakh rupees at least minimum. And before that, engineering, at least 5-6 lakhs. Right? And then before that, some 10 lakhs. How many lakhs? 15 plus 5 or 6, whatever, 20 plus 30, 35 lakhs you are spending to go to hell. Right? Kumbhipaka hell. I got job in Infosys. I got job in Microsoft. These are all? All these Infosys, Microsoft and all, they will torture you mentally. Mental hell, right? Mental torture. Then all these factories, big factories and all, they have, physical torture. In 1991, when I started reading Bhagavatam, I was an engineer in Ministry of Defense. So I used to go to factories. I was a mechanical engineer, so I was testing engines. I was testing tires and all that. So Prabhupada wrote in Third Canto Bhagavatam that these factories are living hells. Factories are living hells. But actually, then I was thinking, why Prabhupada wrote like this? I was new, no? So I used to go to Dunlop tire factory. There is something called curing. They have to, they burn, at 900 degrees centigrade. 900 centigrade. That's what they do in hellish planets, And in Mahindra and Mahindra, I used to go to machine testing. And the machine has to run at a particular temperature for 5 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours, like that. Longevity checking. Then all those engineers who are working nearby, their ears used to get, they used to become deaf. Because of constant high sound that they are subjected to, pollution noise. So then I used to get boils, all over my body because of being exposed to such high temperatures. Then when I would come back, I would suffer so much because of boils and heat in the body and all. Then when I was reading Third Canto Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, oh my God, what? This is what? I was experiencing hell. Prabhupada says, Kumbhipaka hells. All these factories are? Kumbhipaka hells. So all those devotees who are Krishna conscious, who joined Krishna consciousness movement, because of Prabhupada's Shochetato Vimukha Chetasa, what Prabhupada will get, by building such huge temples. Prabhupada made all these arrangements so that people like us come and do devotional service, live peacefully. Live peacefully. Like that. That is why, at one point of time, I was thinking better to die. I was undergoing so much suffering, kleshagni. Mental tension, torture, and physical torture, traveling, and all. I was thinking I should die, That time, Prabhupada's books I've read, and then first thing that happened was, kleshagni. All suffering has disappeared, Like that. So that is why Prabhupada says, it is very easy to go to Vaikuntha and it is very difficult to go to hell. In order to go to hell, you have to work in hell. Then you become very tired, and then with that money, you have to drink alcohol, eat meat, smoke cigarettes, do vyabhichar, gambling, and then go to hell. That is why Prahlad Maharaj, he is so much disturbed that these rascals, Vimudha, Prabhupada writes, Vimudha means Vishesha Rupena Mudha. means completely muda. You know, then Prabhupada writes in the he says in the lecture, particularly foolish. You know, vimuda means particularly foolish. For what they are working in these factories? You know, MBA marketing from IIM, then you work, and then from 5 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock in the night, then you have to meet the target, and the boss will kick you. Otherwise, what for you spend 15 lakhs? Right? Nobody is kicking our butts in our the temple, right? Suppose if I don't meet the target, you know, suppose they will say you collect 40 lakhs for Janmashtami. Suppose if I don't collect, Rajarubu is not going to kick me in the butt, right? But in the factories, in your Microsoft and, you know, it's not like that. They will kick you, you know, pink slip, you are fired, right? So devotees, we should, I finished 25 years in ISKCON. I never regretted, you know, that why did I join. And then I didn't have much trouble also in ISKCON. I didn't face so much trouble also. Nobody bothered me, tortured me, or whatever little trouble is there, you will get little trouble. But otherwise, this is Prabhupada's great mercy, you know, that he established ISKCON temples. And then, you know, he has given us this opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness, living peacefully without knowing the price of the human potato. Right? How many of you know the price of the potato? Right? But still every day, Nitya Prabhuka, potato goes in our stomach. Right? ISKCON ka sabji means? Potato sabji. Without potato? No sabji in ISKCON. Right? But we don't know the price of potato. Why? Because it's all mercy of Prabhupada. Following in the footsteps of Shri Prahlad Maharaj. Right? Shochetato vimukachetasa indriyarthan. Right? Maya sukhaya varma hudvahato vimudha. And what for? Deha patya kalatradish. They think that, you know, many people, many parents, they put their houses on mortgage and send the children to America. But in children, in return, you know, mata pita ko chunna lagate. Right? The parents may be begging on in India, but they are, you know, enjoying in America. And why the parents do like that? Because they want, if my son becomes an engineer, I'll be very happy. And he is taking so much burden. You know, if I purchase so many sadis and very nice jewelry for my wife, you know, she will be very happy. And if she is happy, I also will be happy. But is it like that? Huh? Never. That's why I always say, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakte. What is the difference between Krishna and your wife? You know? Huh? How many sadis you give to your wife? How much jewelry you give to your wife? She will never say, I am very satisfied. But Krishna is saying, you just give me patram pushpam phalam, I will be very satisfied. So that is the difference between Krishna and your wife. And that is the difference between husband and Krishna. You know, for women also, husbands are never satisfied, whatever service they may do. Right? So, Prahlad Maharaj is worried, why they are, you know, taking so much burden? Why are they taking so much burden? Like that. So, we should follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. And not only we should think about ourselves, we should think about others also. Right? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Advaita Acharya that, my dear Advaita Prabhu, I have one request. Please preach to even to Chandalas. Go to Bengal and, you know, without like that. He told Nityananda Prabhu that, my dear Nityananda, please don't come to Jagannath Puri every year, because you can do something which I cannot do. You know what is the difference between Lord Nityananda's preaching and Lord Chaitanya's preaching? Mahaprabhu is not dayal? Mahaprabhu is not dayal? Very good. You know, all to Lord Chaitanya, whom did all he preach? Sarvam Bhattacharya, big scholar. Prakashananda Saraswati, big scholar. Then Rupa and Sanatana, big scholars. But Nityananda, whom did he preach? Jagai Madai. Right? Jagai Madai. He has one assistant, Gadadhar Das. One day in his village, he went to Kaji's house. You know, he is a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. Then, hey, you rascal, call that rascal Kaji outside, out of the house. Call him out. And his assistants became very shocked, you know. Hey, Gadadhar, kya ho gaya? Pagal ho gaya kya? Kaji ko rascal bula rahe tum? Nahi, call that rascal. Come out, tell it. Then the Kaji was very angry. Said he came out. Then he saw Gadadhar Das, you know. A devotee of Krishna becomes pleasing to everybody, even to the birds and, you know, envious and non-envious. So when he saw, he became a little angry. His anger come down. Said, he thought he is in some delirious condition or some pagalpan. Hey, Gadadhar, you go now. I will chant Hare Krishna later. Then Gadadhar said, you rascal, you already chanted Hare Krishna. Right? Like that. So Lord Nityananda, you know, that's why Mahaprabhu told Lord Nityananda, you go and preach. You know, don't come every year like that. So this is the, you know, so Prabhupada writes, says in this lecture that, you know, we also should follow in the footsteps of Lord Nityananda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And, you know, worry, not only about worry, of course, you know, we are not perfect yet. Right? We should worry about ourselves also. Right? And then we should worry about others also. So, why do we work hard in this world? You know, why that? You know? So, there are various stages of desires, you know. Like, first stage is vasana. Vasana means we want always favorable conditions, and all unfavorable conditions should go away. Right? The next is spruha. You know, when there are unfavorable situations, you know, in our life, then we desire that there should be some favorable conditions, so that we have this desire that, you know, if I get some material facilities, I can enjoy. You know, I can enjoy. And next, then chinta. You know, we have worry, you know, that whether we'll get it or not. Right? Then there is asha. Asha is, we think that, you know, there is a hope. You know, that our desires will be fulfilled. Then there is lobha. Lobha means, I have one car, I want one more car. But ultimately, in between that, there is ichha. Ichha means kamana, means full-fledged desire. Pakko ho gaya. Then after that, lobha. You know, after that lobha, there is trishna. Trishna means unlimited desires. You know, I have already more, but I want more and more and more. Right? Ambani, Tata, right? Bill Gates. More and more. What they will do, we don't know. Right? Like that. But that is Trishna, you know. And because of this Trishna, people are working hard and, you know, maya sukhaya. You know, they are illusory pleasures they are running after. You know. So, in order to become free from these illusory pleasures, you know, we should serve Krishna. right? There is seva and there is premamayi seva, right? And there is divya premamayi seva. Seva means the spiritual master, you give me order, I will execute. You keep on giving orders, I will execute. That is called seva, right? Premamayi seva means you keep put your heart into the service. You put your heart into the service. Oh my dear Lord, I want to, then whatever service is given to me, I want to do it in a perfect possible way, and then with great affection for the Lord. Tesham satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Right? Then no. Then I can ask also, if any seva is there. And then I don't have this worry that if I don't do this seva, what will happen? What will be? There will be tension. Then there will be no compulsion. Suppose in seva there is a compulsion. If I don't do arati, what the head puja will do? What the temple president will say? There is a compulsion. But in premamayi seva, there is no compulsion. But in divya premamayi seva, anyabhilashita sunyam, jnana karma dhyanavritam. So what is the difference between siddha and sadhaka? Sadhaka has, still desires left in his heart. And siddha means no material desires. Right? Mamchayo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samtityetan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. Vyabhichari means a woman other than husband has developed attachment to another man. Right? In the same way, another meaning is avyabhichari means no attachment to anybody, simply husband. Like that, avyabhichari seva means, Prabhupada writes in the translation, without falling down. Avyabhichari na seva, without falling down. Another meaning, avyabhichari, means, vyabhichari means, I am a part and parcel of Krishna, and Krishna is most dear to me, like it's given in Bhagavatam, 10th canto Bhagavatam. I only must be serving him. Vyabhichari means, if you are attached to your body, you are a vyabhichari. Right? If I am attached to my body, I am a vyabhichari. Avyabhichari means, I am not attached to the body. I am not serving the body at all. I am serving only Krishna. That is called avyabhicharena. Right? That is why, whatever, like Krishna says, that is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that patram pushpam phalam toyam, yome bhaktya prayachati. Tadaham. It is said that, anybody who offers me patram pushpam phalam toyam, with love, I accept. So Krishna is not hungry for your patram pushpam phalam toyam. Krishna is hungry for your love. Right? When you offer something to the fire, it is called yajna. Right? If you give something to somebody in someone else, it is called charity. Right? And if you don't use it for yourself, that is called tapasya. But if you give it to Krishna with love, that is called yoga. Right? That is why Krishna is saying, yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajati yumam samayukta tamamataha. Shraddhavan, tesham satatyuktanam bhajatam pri. So Krishna wants that love. Krishna wants that love. So those people who serve me with love, they are called highest yogis. That is called divya premamayi seva. So when we offer that divya premamayi seva, then we become free from all kinds of material desires and become attached to Krishna. So another one devotee, he was very nicely explaining that this patra means patta, right? Patta. So various devotees have given all these four different things. Like Draupadi gave patta, Patram. Pushpam is given by elephant, right? Patram Pushpam. Phalam is given by Sabari and Vidura. And then Toyam is given by Ranti Dev. Like that. So another meaning, another deep meaning is, usually Patta means Tulsi Patta or any, Pudina Patta or whatever. Right? But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chandansi Yashaparnani, Yastam Veda Savedavit. That is also Patta. So, if you offer really, if you read Bhagavad Gita and give this knowledge to others, then that Patta Krishna receives. Right? That Patta Krishna receives. Patram. Then Pushpa, another, there are eight kinds of Pushpa. You know, one is, first one is Ahimsa, non-violence. And then Indriya Nigraha, sense control. Then Daya, compassion for all living entities. Sahishnuta, Dhairya, tolerance. And Divya Jnana, transcendental knowledge. Tapasya, austerity. You know, Dhyana, meditation on the Lord. Satya, truth. These are called eight kinds of Pushpas. So if you can offer these eight kind of Pushpas to Krishna, he will readily accept. Then phal, you know, sev, santra, right? But what is the most sweetest fruit, ripened fruit? Another ripened fruit? Yeah, mango. One more ripened fruit is there. First kind of Bhagavatam, third verse. Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of Vedic tree. So if somebody studies Bhagavatam very thoroughly, right? Like our Balaram Kripa. And gives this knowledge of Bhagavatam to everybody. That is real phal. No, that phal Krishna accepts. Right? And the last one is jal. Right? There is water is there, Ganga water is there. You know, but what is the real water that Krishna likes? When we read Bhagavatam, when we hear Krishna's pastimes, if we get tears, you know, those tears you give to Krishna, then Krishna will be very satisfied. Right? Patram Pushpam, Phalam Toyam. So, by this simple worship, by offering all these things, you know, you can satisfy Krishna. Then, you will become a Siddha. You know, when Krishna is satisfied with you, then you will become satisfied. You know, Yasmin Tushte, Jagat Tushte. Right? So at that time, you can preach very nicely. You know, you can preach very nicely. Otherwise, you know, senses troublers nowadays, now, in during sadhana stage, and it becomes very difficult to preach. Okay? And this is a very beautiful verse. Naivad Vijay Paraduratyaya Vaitaranyas. So this is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj and this is the mood of Srila Prabhupada to deliver all others. Then in the next verse or two verse, Prahlad Maharaj says, you know, I don't want to go to the, you know, Himalayas, Maunam Charanti, you know, Vijana, right? So I don't want to do all this tapasya, you know, Maunavrata and all. I only want to preach. Right? So Vasudeva Datta, he is incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. You mentioned that Prahlad Maharaj also says that when we, this miseries of this material world is overcome by being engrossed in Krishna Katha. Being absorbed in Krishna Katha. But then how do we get this absorption?
Association of devotees? ఆదవ శ్రద్ధ తథా భజన క్రియ, సాధుసంగ భజన క్రియ, అనర్థ నివృత్తి. బై రీడింగ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ బుక్ ప్రభా సెడ్ సంబడి ఆస్క్ ఇఫ్ ఐ హావ్ డౌట్స్ వాట్ షుడ్ ఐ డూ, ప్రభా సెడ్ రీడ్ మై బుక్స్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్. As he said in another sentence that I have given so many books that it will take lifetimes for you to read. Lifetimes. So read Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada said, whenever you get time, Prabhupada himself used to read, right? His own books. Prabhupada used to read his own books. So whenever we get time, we should read. Well, you know, we should not waste our time. Especially brahmacharis, devotees who want to remain brahmacharis, they should swadhyaya, they should read very regularly, we should read. Then you should have a target also. Like I was saying, right, I gave you some target, right? Why? What? Huh? Read Bhagavatam in? Huh? 3 years, right? I gave you some target, right, new bhaktas? So, meet that target. Read Bhagavatam. There are many devotees in ISKCON. They have stopped reading. They don't read. So, whenever they are asked to give lecture, they will speak the same thing again and again. Right? They stopped reading. But, you know, you read again and again, you get more and more enlightenment. You become, your senses become enlivened. Ashavaha. Bhuri trupayanti asavaha. Your senses become enlivened. So develop brahmachari, they must read every day. Radha Govind Maharaj gives, he tells, I always tell this, that you know, during rainy season, a lot of water comes, falls. Right? The farmers who are very intelligent, they should build up banks and store that water. You know? But if you let the rainwater flow away, you know, then when you are in trouble, during summer season when there is a drought or something, then there is a water problem. Then you will be in trouble. Like that brahmacharis, if they don't read every day, just like rainwater, that is like reading every day and remembering the shlokas is like building the banks to store the water. If you don't build those banks, then just like river water flows away, like that all the shlokas and whatever you learnt, whatever you have studied, it will flows away. So when you sit on the vyasas and you want to give lecture and then you forget. Or during the time, you know, it is required, you forget. Like that. So brahmacharis, they should develop this habit of reading every day, swadhyaya. You have? I think you are very good. You must finish in 3 years Bhagavatam. All 12 cantos. Okay? Huh? Any other? Kuch bolna hai? Huh? Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.